Final day of practice on Friday afternoon. We're 48 hours away from Chiefs-Jaguars inside Everbank Field on kickoff weekend. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda, J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. All this offseason hype, it's over now. We're finally about to kick this thing off.
Well, and suddenly this week you kind of realize it, right? I mean, it's preseason, training camp, all the stuff leading up to it, and this is really what it's all about. It's easy to forget, covering all that, that you're leading up to this opening day.
Let's take a look at practice today. Final day of practice before the Chiefs come into Everbank Field. All eyes on Blaine Gabbert and his right thumb injury. Will he play? He said today the pain is pretty consistent. He's listed as questionable for the game, and he should be a pregame decision. Mercedes Lewis, the tight end, held out of Thursday practice after his calf tightened up Wednesday. Listed as out for the game. He missed practice again today. It will be Allen Reisner and two waiver claims, Clay Harbor and DJ Williams at tight end. All of that aside, though, it is opening week, and head coach Gus Bradley can't wait to get it going.
I just told the team, I said, here's the reason why I'm excited. I'm excited to see them play. That's who I'm excited for. Not for me, but for them. I mean, here's guys, Sip going out there for the first NFL game, Todman going out there. I can't wait to see Puz go out there and, you know, in a new defensive scheme for him. Mojo, all the things he's gone through. I mean, how can't you be excited to watch these guys? So that's where my excitement comes from.
Okay, John, let's get to this quarterback situation. Is Blaine going to play in this game or not?
I think he plays. Right now, it's been a pain tolerance issue all week. It's about whether he can grip the ball. He said in the locker room today, the next 48 hours are going to be important because I guess the thumb is progressing that quickly. And I think he'll know more on Sunday. It's going to be a game time decision, but my guess is he plays.
Mercedes Lewis, big year for Mercedes. He wants to play in this first game, but just can't. He's out. It's a little bit of a setback for this offense. Three really new tight ends.
Well, and all of a sudden, you've got the quarterback uncertain. You've got Justin Blackmon not there, and you've got Mercedes not there. So it is a setback, but Allen Reisner looked good in the preseason. If anything is a positive in that, it's that he's going to be on the field. He looked good as a pass catcher in the preseason.
So those are two unknowns. There's a lot of other unknowns in this game, too. New everybody on both sides of the ball, and that's the excitement of opening week.
Well, all the storylines that you've talked about all off season. All of a sudden now we can start looking at it and see where this team really is. Who knows how they're going to start, but it's an exciting time to be watching this team. I think the team gets better as the season goes on.
Great stuff, John. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, JP.
Kickoff Sunday at 1 o'clock at Everbank Field, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda.